Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPW number 91. That's Bais Pnimi Joint Share for Women, share number 91. We started to talk in the last share about unconditional love. And unconditional love really starts from Hashem himself. Hashem himself. To recognize, I can't do life without Hashem. Hashem loves people. Therefore, Hashem loves me. Hashem loves my husband. Hashem loves my husband. Hashem is one. He's the only one. Einoi milvadei, we trust in him. He gave your husband to you. And Hashem loves your husband. There's a spark in every creation, especially a person, especially a Yisrael, that is in your husband. And the idea is that you cannot force behaviors. And the healthy, unconditional love that we're describing, when you love your husband, despite sometimes they may disappoint you, sometimes deeply, sometimes they may behave in ways that make it difficult to love them. And you keep on davening to Hashem. You're not a doormat. We talked about this many times. We learned about healthy ways to assert yourself. But that doesn't take away from unconditional love, like we mentioned in the beginning of last year, which is an important disclaimer. You could still communicate each other's needs. And when there is something that you feel your husband is bothering you and you feel your husband needs to improve upon something, with the right skills, with the right tools, you're expressing this to your husband. I need this filled and but it's still unconditional love. This is the mistake that the culture makes. That is unconditional love, when the bottom line of all this is, Neshama shenasata b'tahirehi. I know your essence. I know you're a good person. Beneath the surface, I know you're a good person. And I see it sometimes, and I see that potential. The unconditional love is the idea of seeing the potential. Seeing the potential and believing it and seeing it clearly that it could come out in reality with the proper nourishment. And that is the idea. When you stand with your husband in painful times as well as in good times, that's an element of a great marriage. That's what makes a great marriage, the not easy parts of it. It sometimes does mean putting your own needs ahead, to resist your tendency of being selfish or self-protective or defensive. And even when he fails, and even when he makes poor decisions, again, barring serious abuse or addiction stages, which we're not talking about in this shiur. You think if you're in those matzavim, you really speak to a mentor, and that has different parameters to it. I'm talking about most of you that's not the case. So even if he feels terrible about himself or he disappointed you, you connect to Hashem, and Hashem loves and forgives people. Hashem gives the opportunity to everyone to renew themselves every given moment. Everyone wants to do right. You need to believe that the core of your husband's neshama is that he wants to do good. He wants to love. He wants a relationship with Hashem. Things may be covering it up. So you could have to deal with that cover-up, but the unconditional love we're talking about is real. See his essence, similar to what the Baal Shem Tov was teaching. Affirm him whenever you can. Mark Twain used to say, I can live a whole month on one compliment. I'm so proud of you when you do this. I love the way you love me when you do this for me. I saw you with one of the kids in the morning. I was so encouraged by the way you interacted with them. Thank you for doing homework for them. Thank you for expressing your love to me. Thank you for providing for our family. Now, of course, Hashem is the one that does everything, but you still need to ask Hashem and thank Hashem for sending your husband as a shliach neman to provide for you. Again, in the men's side, emphasize the same thing. When you do things for him, emotionally, sexually, physically, spiritually, intellectually, whatever it may be that you do for him, it's not enough to thank Hashem. He wants your husband to thank you as a shliach. That is the idea. Thank you for providing for our family. Thank you for working hard, for bringing in the paycheck. What do you mean Hashem brings in the paycheck? No. Thank you for working hard and providing for our family. As a shliach neman. Here you don't become from all of a sudden. In your heart you know, Einoi Melvadai, your husband knows it too. You both thank Hashem for Parnassa. It's Hashem that does everything, yes. But bottom line is, Hashem wants you to be grateful to his shluchim. If your husband is a shliach ne'eman, if he's a true messenger to provide on you many blessings, you thank Hashem for him being a shliach to provide it for you. Thank you for providing for our family. You're one of Hashem's greatest blessings to me. When you are, receive me, even though I hurt you, I feel safe and secure in your love. So very often, sometimes you may have hurt him, and he tries to love you unconditionally, as best as he could. You thank your husband for it. You think about what drew you to him in the first place. What would open your heart to him? And so on. You nurture that marriage. You learn to appreciate. You grow in Hakaras HaTayif. I appreciate the way you stand up for me with the kids. I appreciate how hard you work to provide the family. I love the way you interact with people and how you help people, how you're patient with difficult neighbors, how you touch me in encouraging ways. This encouragement will help that enhance that area in life. I'm proud of you for not being part of a negative attitude at work or that you're not sucked into negativity. I'm proud of you when you persevere in the face of discouragement. I appreciate how you daven. I appreciate how you learn. I appreciate how you try. The Nekuda Satayiv. Like John Gottman said all the time, you affirm your husband 8 times more. The ratio has to be at least 5 to 1. 5 times more frequently than you criticize him. Halavai should be 8 times more, 10 times more. The idea of making him feel safe. Where you understand him. He feels safe that way. If you're not understood, your insecurity increases. A man won't recognize it in these terms. Usually he won't think this way. He won't think, my wife doesn't understand the pressures I'm under in work and how it affects the way I feel about myself. So I'm going to compensate. I'm going to lash out at her. I'm going to lash out at the kids. I have to control something. They don't consciously do this. This is the most important part. With exception of abusers, which again, over 90-95% of the listeners here doesn't apply, that they don't intend to hurt. They react wrongly, but they don't intend to hurt. Every time they do blow up, or they do bury themselves in excessive behavior, or binge watch sometimes, or tune out sometimes, or turn to eating more than they should perhaps, not to the point of addiction, it's to escape a pain. They don't intend to hurt. Now, it has to be dealt with, but that's not the true essence of the person, to recognize that. The idea also being, by the way, is to love your husband and love aspects of your marriage that are, to the world, considered mundane. That is true life. It's a mistake to think that you only daven for big things. You daven for small things. It's a mistake to think that Hashem is only interested when you have a life crisis of major proportion, so you turn to Him, but on minor things, He doesn't want to hear from you. That is false. Any small thing. Who are you turning to? You're turning to Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need a new suit. Please help me have the money to buy a suit. Please help me find a parking space. That is true life. That is true tefillah. That is true connection to Hashem. Appreciate the mundane. The boring is not boring. Every prat in our lives is precious. Doing laundry is precious. It's an ultimate chesed. It's bringing a carbon. It's so important. The idea is to be attuned and to love and to feed security versus insecurity. So here's an example of a husband and a wife. They were having a dinner and then they were talking afterwards. And the wife is describing a painful disagreement she had with her mother on the phone that day. Another disagreement. Husband's listening. He has a solution to the problem on the tip of his tongue. Can't wait to fix the solution so that her wife should feel better. It's a no-brainer. He tells her, or should is thinking of telling her, just don't call your mother so often since she upsets you so much. It makes perfect sense to him. And she focuses on her own unconscious need to be listened to and encouraged or hugged or supported. So just like we always tell the men to hear their wives out. Let them express their insecurities. They don't necessarily have to fix the problem. They don't want even a solution to the problem. They want empathy and to be heard. People think men are not that way at all, but they are. They need to know how valuable they are as well. They need to feel valued, and they need to feel understood, and they need to feel being listened to. One of the biggest chasadim that you could do for your husbands is giving him a listening ear. When we sense our opinions is not enthusiastically received or not accepted, we'll feel frustrated and rejected. You don't have to agree with your husband. You have your own mind. You're entitled to disagree or see things differently. But at the time you're listening, to hear that other point of view and to accept that that's their reality. You could disagree with them later. There's a later point where you could say, let's talk about it. I see things somewhat differently and let's discuss it. That's healthy. But at the time that he's speaking, you hear that point, that valid point that's in their head and in their hearts. This is very, very key. It's so, so important. Affirm him whenever you can. Show him kindness even when he has a weakness that he's struggling with. Give him chizik. Make him feel safe. You are a lifesaver when you make him feel safe. When he comes home and he knows he's in a safe place. When he's with you and he knows he's in a safe place. We talk a lot to the husbands to make their wives feel safe. And again, that's a masculine male thing. They need to protect their wives and make them feel safe. It's usually not talked about the other way around as much, but it is true. Men need to feel safe. And as sometimes they don't say it, they don't express it, but you're a source of strength and safety to them. And you provide it for them, and that itself brings healing to them, and you get back 10 times over and more in return for that safety and love that you provide for them. Bracha and Hatzlacha.